Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number 2 burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am one of your hosts, known as That Chick Angel. You can also call me Angel Moore, Angel Tanksley, and I am joined by my husband almost 13 years.
Right.
Tell him who you are, baby, my co-host.
Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Father of 4.
Oh, come on.
A.k.a.
Hey. I just realized I was way into the mic. He is losing his voice or his throat hurts.
I got a sore throat, so I'm over here sitting in my hot toddy. If you are viewing this on YouTube, you see I have my Minnie Mouse mug.
You look so cute.
But I use it for volume, not because it's Minnie Mouse. So excuse me if my energy seems low, y'all. It's not. I just can't seem to... What is it? Amplify my voice right now.
He can't project.
Project.
And he also trying to give y'all his sexy. You know what he be giving me.
Y'all know good and well
when he wants some. He's like, hey, baby. And so because he.
Just for that, I'm going to start doing that too.
And don't be mad when I start responding in a good way.
You ain't going to respond in a good way because I'm going to wink at you right before.
Stop.
Yeah.
He knows I hate when he winks.
When I wink?
Because it's so douchey.
Oh, just people in general or when I wink?
When you do it.
Oh, just me? So if another dude winked at you, it'd be cool?
Oh, I would think he looks stupid, but I hate when you do it because it's douchey.
Well, that voice is going to come with winks. So excuse
right,
me,
I'll
y'all,
close
if
my
y'all can
eyes.
Hear me sipping and swallowing all hard. Sorry, I apologize in advance.
And I apologize because he's so close to the mic, it makes me want to be close to the mic, but there's nothing wrong with my voice. So hopefully you all won't be like, it's too much. Anyways, let's jump into what this podcast is. If this is your first time tuning in, listening in, watching, first of all, thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all tuning
in. This podcast has been around for, this is its fourth year, the close of its fourth year,
dang,
I do believe.
Crazy.
We've been doing this for a while, since the
it
twins.
Like we started
babies.
And we skipped like 3 years and we just picked back up on it like last month. That's what it feels
back
like.
Up. We've been doing this for a while. This podcast is really about everything.
Yeah.
It's about what's on our minds. It's about what's happening in the world. It's about what's happening in you all's world because we take viewer suggestions.
Yes.
And we just want this podcast to grow into more of an honest, truthful conversation, a deeper conversation that also gives you all the funny that you're used to.
Yeah.
And all the
also,
growth. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, Angel too, but I also get inspired by whether it's a video we put up or the podcast or whatever it may be. I always get inspired by when someone says, this really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's one of the things I really want to do is, while I don't mind entertaining people and I enjoy people being entertained, I also want to be able to help people.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that through this, I would definitely go ahead.
Yeah, well, so help us help you. If there's something that you really want us to talk about in the upcoming podcast, let us know. I first want to tell you before we jump more into all the things where you can find us at. So this podcast is wherever podcasts are found. I've got to make sure we're on Spotify. That's the only place I'm a little confused on whether or not we're
there.
I
thought somebody said they found us on Spotify.
I thought somebody else said they couldn't.
Oh,
that's the problem. So we are on iTunes and Google Play. Definitely. I'm going to make sure come 2020 we are on Spotify as well as any other places that podcasts are found. You can find me all across almost every single social media platform at That Chick Angel. I think Twitter is the only place where that is not my handle, but it is my username, That Chick Angel.
And y'all can find me at Facebook and Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book,
respectively. You can tell which one goes with which.
Marcus, well, that high toddy is a little strong.
That's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah.
You can also find Marcus's product, Man Shit, at manshit.com. That's S-H-Y-T.
M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Has a Facebook, has a Instagram page at Get Man Shit. But you can go find that. It's 100% all natural, organic beard and body butter. So if you want to check that out, you can also go to the website, getmanshit.com. Check that out. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Leave me a comment. Shoot me an email. You can email me on there as well. Let me know what you think.
Well, also,
appreciate everybody that's gotten it thus far. Haven't gotten any negative reviews.
Yeah, no, you've been doing great.
I'm looking for those too. I'm just like, let me know.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism. If you would like something different or critique, let me know, y'all.
We'll also be having some new merch coming out in 2020. So thank you guys who bought Sexy and Saved, my Teespring t-shirt. Yeah. That's still available, but it'll be discontinued here soon because we'll have new merch coming out. So be on the lookout for that. You can also find the visual of this podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. So make sure you check us out over there, as well as this podcast has an Instagram, and that is this going to cause an argument?
Mm-hmm.
The whole no slang, is all the real words.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Boom, not gonna, but going to. Yeah.
This spelled nothing like the way we say it.
Exactly.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Okay, so.
Is this going to cause an argument?
No, is this going to cause an argument? All right, on to our next segment, which is In My Feelings. This is a segment where Marcus and I discuss what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way this week. So, baby.
What's happening?
What's got you in your feelings?
Same thing I said last time. I ain't going to speak of the negativity. I'm trying to be positive, stay positive. However, what's got me feeling great is I got my mom in town and my brother in town for the holidays.
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of a switch up this year. Instead of us going home for Christmas and
spending, To Kentucky
and spending 3,000 grand.
I was supposed to say, when we get $3 million.
Yes, 3 million and 3,000 grand.
Yeah.
3,000. so anyway, my mom came out, which we were expecting her. Originally, my brother was coming out. Then he said a couple weeks ago, he said he wouldn't be able to make it. And then he almost got shot because the next thing I know on, what was that, the 22nd?
Monday.
I see a knock at my window and I'm like, why is this massive UPS man? My brother's real muscular. Why is this massive UPS man or this Amazon man looking up in my window? I'm about to shoot this fool because I'm not going to go out there and fight him. Then I see it's my brother.
Yes.
So he's here. My mom's here. So that's a great time. Of course, Angel's mom is here with us right now. So all is great. That's what I'm feeling good about. Family in town.
Okay. Well, what's got me feeling good, I'll start off with what's got me feeling good, is I have a newfound feeling of, I don't know, direction.
Yeah, she received that.
For those of you all who watched our Vlogmas, which we just completed, our 12 days of Vlogmas, I mentioned in the vlog that went up on Monday, I got a word at church on Sunday from the pastor and the pastor's wife. Marcus is usually the one that gets a word, that usually gets called up there.
Like, they know what battle is going on in my mind. Anybody with the gift of prophecy,
they see it.
It must be like around me, sitting on top of my head like a light bulb. They're just like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah,
this is the greatness that you have coming. So Angel was singing in the choir, and then she had to go handle some business, and then she out in her truck, and then she came back, and as soon as she sat down, she was like, so did they speak over you yet? Did they prophesy to you yet?
Because it seemed to be happening so often. Yeah. The pastor did a
and
quick...
not one of those where I just walk up. They just like, in the middle of preaching, it's like, you, I need to talk to you.
You in a pink shirt. Yeah, Come up here.
You over there in the striped vest. Let me highlight, I ain't had no striped vest on, but they always point me out. Like, God's telling me to tell you this, my brother. I'm like, all right. And so, it's very consistent. Everybody says the same thing. So I just need to hear to that. However, we sitting there, and Angel
Well, he didn't call me up. He had a specific group of people he wanted to come up under a specific circumstance. And he said, there's a few of you that have had major doors of opportunity closed in your face. And it was heartbreaking. And for those of y'all who've been following me for a while, listening to this podcast or watching our vlogs, you all know I have had some major, major job opportunities that have just let me go out of nowhere for no just cause. And it has been. It's been heartbreaking. It's been embarrassing. It's been a lot of things. And so, obviously, I was like, yeah, you're talking about me. So I go up there. He gives, he prays over everybody. He does give me a specific word and also gives Marcus a word while I'm up there. So I was like, you just can't.
He's like, you married, ain't you?
Yeah. He's like,
well, your husband.
Yeah. God's going to do what he promised for you and your husband. And then I go to sit back down. And before I can even get in my seat, a minister is like, excuse me, Pastor Linda wants to talk to you. Pastor Linda is the first lady of the church, also the co-pastor. And she spoke some really specific words.
Extremely specific.
Specific to my life, specific to current situations. And it just gave me
a lot of which is stuff that everybody around Angel that speaks to Angel and talks to Angel frequently can see. However, hearing it at that level from specific people in certain circumstances really rings home. Because, like, the stuff that that's been prophesied to me, Angel has said. But for somebody that, I mean, our pastor is not like we strangers to our pastor. However, they're not in our personal lives. They don't know what's going on day to day. So when they go and speak those things in extreme detail, it's just like it's bone chilling for one, in a good way.
Yeah.
It's a little scary, too. At least for me, I'm just like, yeah, this is something else. But then when they called Angel back and spoke to her in that extreme detail, and especially on the things that people that know her, it's just like, Angel, A, B, and C. But for someone to not know what is going on in your day-to-day life or going on with your talent or your career or whatever it may be, to speak detail into that and the same positive outlook, like, bump with everything else is going on. This is what you need to be doing because this is your gift. And that... it was sending chills through me sitting in my seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that really, that was great. It was a great way to like kind of close off the year and give me direction on what to do for the rest of the year and going into 2020. Mm-hmm. So that's got me in my good feelings, which got me feeling some type of way. That's a hard one. Probably right now, just my weight and just like knowing the long haul. Yeah, the long haul. Marcus weighs less than he wants. I weigh more than what I want. I also know that this is something fixable. I just know the hard work that is ahead of me.
More of an annoying thing.
But I am
about to set up the garage, y'all.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to make it to the gym.
It's hard for him to make it to the gym with my mom just having shoulder surgery. I can't leave the baby with her to be able to go work out. And the way my son is set up right now, if he is not put in the right place. It's almost like he knows when I leave the house. So he's like, oh, time to wake up. So, like, and my mom can't handle him.
Almost as if he knows. He does know.
He knows. He smells when I leave and he wakes up. So, wow, yes. Once he's 6 months, I could take him to the gym. But, our gym is just not set up in the best way for the daycare, to be honest. So, we are going to invest money in our own home workout equipment. I'm going to potentially invest in Massey Arias's app. And see, hopefully I like it. And
that old girl you was talking about?
Uh-huh. And use her workouts to be able to motivate me. But I know that I can lose, the weight. I know I can get in shape. So I just, we're going to
talking about it. I might do it. That's when I was in my best shape. I used to watch women trainers train other women.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, not if a woman trainer was training a man, but if she was training a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what they did. And then I would do the same thing and in really heavy weights.
Yeah,
and that's when I got my best shape because I'm like, women got they got it down.
Yeah, that women know how to really transform their bodies. Not to say that men don't, but women definitely.
No, I recognize it just from watching. I know men trainers and women trainers, but just watching them, even the ones I don't know in the gym and the routines they got, I'm just like, you got them little silver weights doing that. Let me go over here and grab you.
Let me see what's gonna happen. So,
but then dudes would catch on. I'm like, oh man, that's dope. You mind if I work here with you? How you doing? What does that work?
Like, don't we worry about it. Ask Sheila over there. She figured it out.
Sheila and Stacy over there. The ones with the traps, yeah, then.
Right, right, right. Okay, so now that we've gotten done with In Our Feelings, we're going to jump into the topic of this podcast. So, and I should have told you, I never tell my husband.
I never find out when y'all hear it.
I never. I'm going to tell you, and we're going to pop. I got, for those of you all watching, you can see, I got this big old bottle of Cook's sparkling wine.
Holla at us, Cook's.
Because we're going to celebrate this being another successful year of the podcast. But what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go over our 2019. And actually, let me ask you guys a favor, especially those of you all who have been listening for a while. I'm trying to put together a reel of this podcast. And, you know, I think it's easier for me to ask the people who watch it, who have watched it on a regular basis. Let me know what you think your top podcast moment was for us. It doesn't have to be from 2019. It could be from any of the years. If you know, if you're like, when Marcus said this or this episode was so good, let me know, because I would like to put a reel together so that I can, purposefully and aggressively approach advertisers for the podcast so this podcast can start making some money. I think that was funny that you whispered, but it still went right into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shame my son away, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I was over here beating on the door to the kitchen trying to get somebody else's attention.
So leave us a comment, or either you can send me a DM on Instagram or send it to his DM of whatever podcast or favorite moment from the podcast. If you give us the title or the episode number, it'll make it easier for me to find, because I want to cut together like a 60-second to 2-minute reel to be able to send to advertisers so they kind of get a feel of what this podcast is all about. All right, I'm about to pop this champagne because we are going to go over 3 words that describe 2019 for us. And then after that, we'll do 3 words that describe what the way we want 2020 to go. And then after that, we'll go into our goals for 2020. So
I see this homework. Three. That I got to do with my mind right
3
now.
Words that describe 2019.
Y'all need to give me props on being able to just improv and respond to the stuff that they be coming up with.
I know you good. I always know you able to do it. I ain't, that's why I married you. That's why you're my co-host. Y'all heard that pop? We getting popping over here. Celebratory. Okay. 3 words. What's your first word? Do you have a word?
Give me a sec. You go. Let me think.
Okay. So I feel like this year, one of my words would be trust. I feel like I've gotten to a place where I have, this year especially, that I have begun to
Speaking
really.
Speaking to my brother, y'all. He's just
throwing up fingers. I feel like trusting the Lord even stronger this year than ever. Put it like this. You all know me kind of because of what I put out on social media. But some of the things that you truly probably would have never seen is when I would get anxious. And when it would come to money and work, I would start to get so anxious. And for years, my prayer was to have the faith of Abraham. Then I realized I need to stop praying that, because God was putting me in situations where it was just like only he could bring me out. And I was like, oh, God, why am I doing this to myself? So this year, with having my 4th baby, trying to juggle work and juggle raising the kids, juggle being his wife, juggle being a friend, juggle whatever I was in, I really got to a place where my trust in God, I felt like, was unwavering, which felt good. It felt good not to fall into an anxiety, like, driven place.
Yeah.
Because that was, and you know, with my hair falling out, I don't need to be stressed like that, which would probably be my second word.
You need
this. My second word would have been restoration. I feel like God restored a lot of parts of me that that I think I was letting go of because of things happening in my life. And he restored my hair. Amen. I got a lot of hair on my head.
She do. And it's long.
It's long. Y'all don't understand. I lost about 40% of my hair on my head, which is a lot for anybody. But for somebody who's had a lot of hair all of her life, that broke my heart. Like, I was like, Lord, what are you doing? Why?
Yeah,
so
that was heartbreaking to watch.
So I got trust and in restoring. Like, I don't talk about him much. Me and my husband have different point of views on this man. My biological father, we hadn't spoken in 10 years. And we actually started speaking to each other towards the end of last year. But now we speak on and off. And so that's a part of...
I'm neutral on that now.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
No,
I
really
appreciate it. I appreciate that.
That came, I just didn't. I guess I never thought to speak to you about it. But I'm very, like, extremely neutral on that. Like, mm-hmm. there's no... I can't even say there's no love, but there's absolutely no animosity. Nothing like it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely neutral. The fact that he's trying to... buying that relationship with Angel, I don't mind at all. If it's good for them, then it's great.
Yeah. So we have been.
It wasn't always like it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't like that for me either. I had a lot of. I actually just told my niece this because she had a situation with her dad recently that was really, really hurtful. And I come from a family of very strong women where sometimes we don't even see how bad the damage is half the time because we know how to press through. And Marcus was bringing up something that of a sermon that he had listened to from one of the women at our church, Pastor Tamara. But she was talking about forgiveness and how forgiveness is for us. And so I was like, yeah, that's a word, because I realized how much of a weight was lifted off my shoulders once I forgave my father for the issues he and I had. And it, one, opened up the door for us to be able to have something. It didn't, not a father daughter relationship. We have just something. It's better than nothing. And it's something healthy. I will say that. But I talked to my niece when the situation happened with her dad. And I was like, something that I found out now. And I don't want you to have to be my age when you figure this out, is that the sooner you can forgive him, the sooner the weight that you feel of this terrible relationship and this person that's just doing things not the right way will lift off of your shoulders. And I said, I wish I would have known that, because I carried a lot of, like I said, we hadn't spoke for 10 years. And then that's not to mention like other relationships I had with other father figures. Like, so anyways, I don't know why I just went down that path. But just for anybody out there, if that's something you're struggling with, if the faster you can get to a place of forgiveness, that doesn't mean forgetting. That doesn't mean like, let me just let you back into my life to beat all over it. But the faster that you're not holding on to these feelings that aren't going to do anything, but mess with your health. It only thing it's going to do is negative things. Mess with your health. Mess with other relationships that you try to get with other people.
Yeah,
the sooner you can figure out a way to heal from that, the quicker the weight lifts. Okay, so you go ahead.
I was trying to think of a word to describe it. But when you said we have the same first one, which is trust, because I started doing a vision board. Mine ain't really a vision board. Mine is a list.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, Angel, they actually have these vision boards that they create, like, very artistic, and everything has a meaning and why they built it the way they did. Me, I got my tablet, started it in 2016, and 2016, I don't think that I wrote that stuff down until, like, May or June. It's 2017, I'm not sure when I wrote that down. I wrote this for 2018 and 2019. And, a lot of the things that I realized after that first year, a lot of the things that I wrote, even at the time, if it seemed a little bit of a reach, a lot of that stuff still comes to pass. Once I write it down and pray over it. So with that.
And when you feel like it's a reach because of your own capabilities or our situation, why did the stuff that you wrote down feel
just
like
in general? although we were looking. Like, this house was on one of my...
That was definitely a reach in my head. You're right.
This house. Like, when we got this house, the situation we were in before we got this house, like, I wrote down specifically, like, I want to be able to get this much for our current house and get into a house at least X size. And got above and beyond what we asked for. Like, this house is twice the size of our old house. Even though we didn't get what I asked for, what I was wanting to get for it, but in the long run, we didn't need it. which is a blessing.
Yeah.
So writing those things down and putting trust in God and realizing it's like, all right, if I ask for it and believe it, see it through, if I already see it as past, basically anything of success that is within his will has already happened. It's already done. Mm-hmm. It's just up to us to voice it and believe it.
Go ahead. And with that, sometimes I have to remember, like with the things being a reach, is that I sometimes place my goals on what I can reach to, and I forget that.
It has nothing to do with your. With
exactly.
You
like it if has I'm saying.
To do with your, what you think you're capable of has nothing to do with that.
Right. And that is where I sometimes have to be like, yo, yeah. Like, what's the point of me being this person of faith? What's the point of me believing in mm-hmm. this God if I can't put his ability
yeah.
on top of my ability? Like, what's the point?
Every time I achieved something that I think was far beyond what I was capable of, I almost felt like God telling me, just shut up and let me do this, you idiot. Like, that's how I feel. I'm just like, you're right.
He probably is saying that, too.
But also trust, like I said, just once we ask for something, just knowing that, yeah, if you believe in that, we can see that through. And my second one, which comes from trust, which is revelation,
mm-hmm.
Because I feel like earlier on when I was asking for specific things in my life, which I ended up basically getting, I asked for them at the beginning of 2019 in January, and by April, March, April, May, all those things, a lot of those, not all of them, one thing, one block of things in particular, he was like, well, here you go. Uh-huh. And the revelation that happened later on in the year was like, yeah, I gave you this, but that's not actually what you wanted.
Uh-huh.
That's what you wanted at the time, but that wasn't what you needed.
Right.
So that's something else, which is a positive thing, even though put me in situations that I'm not particularly fond of. It was what I asked for.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of those things where maybe I wasn't looking deep enough or I wasn't looking high enough. Like the little girl, I was looking at the ceiling and I didn't step outside to look at the stars on the moon.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's like I was looking at the ceiling. Oh, that's what I want to do. That's the level I want to get to.
Yeah.
And I didn't, if I were to just walk out of the house and look up a little higher, it's like, no, yeah. Because once you reach that ceiling, you're going to bump your head and it's going to hurt. And you're just going to keep bumping your head and you're going to be stuck in the attic until you crawl up out of the attic and get out of the house, basically.
Right.
So revelation came with that. Like I was telling Angel, it's like, yeah, I had this big epiphany on a lot of things in my life. It's like, I said, however, this is what I asked for and this is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he showed me, yeah, let's keep it pushing. And now that you see what you were really meant to see, now ask for that. Now you need to write that down so I can give you that. So that's how I'm looking at it. And the last one is a matriculation.
Which one is
maturing? It?
Maturation.
What's matriculation?
It means to add on to. Like you add, like if you can matriculate points, you can keep adding
there you go.
Points.
Yeah. See, y'all watching me learn right here. Maturation. hold on. And that also coming out of revelation into maturation. Within that process, I matured a lot. After I came to the revelation, a lot of things happened in my life where I'm just like, these are growing pains.
Mm.
This is, you are experiencing a stepping stone that you haven't got. I've been on these stepping stones of success my entire life. Like I can name them off. Like when this happened, when that happened, when that happened. However, on a level of maturity, I was on one step for so long and I thought, oh, this is where it's at. No, zoom out and mm-hmm. see that there's a next step that you need to go to that you haven't gotten to. And I believe I got to that this year.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on. Let me wipe the sweat off my baby.
Go on, girl. Oh, just tell me.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know you mind me wiping
your
sweat.
I'm always like, get up off my nose. Angel's always trying to wipe the sweat off my nose.
Because he's sweaty. He's so sweaty. All right. Yeah. I definitely feel like maturation is a good one for you.
Single barrel making me.
Is it? His hot toddy got him feeling some type of way. Okay, my last word. I did trust. I did restoration. And then my last word is authority. I feel like going into this is more so me now sitting here looking back on it. I realize now that I am an authority on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to
began. Spell matriculation right on the paper.
Yeah, you spelled matriculation, but it's maturation.
Yeah.
I am an authority on a lot of things, and I need to stop being squeamish about walking in that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that I feel like I need someone to tell me how to do it, or I don't know how to do it. I do. Mm-hmm. And I have to start, I have to stop shrinking myself because of it. So for those of you all who follow other people who are kind of, their content is similar to mine, I have began working more with Kev on stage this year, which has been a blessing. He's someone in his work ethic is something that I admire. So when he asked me to work with him, I was like, absolutely, because I really do believe in what he's doing, right? And I believe in what Melissa, his wife, is doing. Anyways, I try to support people, even who are my friends. I try not to ask for discounts unless I can get one, unless I need one, excuse me.
That's one thing we believe in, is supporting people.
Yeah,
if you have a business and something costs $50, guess what
we're going to pay the $50. If we can't pay it, then we can't pay it. But if we can, we can. So I ordered his masterclass, right? It's called Blueprint. And I actually ordered it. It's actually one of his Christmas gifts. But I was like, let me watch it before I have Marcus watch it to make sure that I actually agree with what Kevin's saying. And also to see if there was something for me to gain from it. And after watching it, I realized, God dang it, I know this stuff. Like there were definitely still some nuggets that I got, like with live events. I have done a live event, but he did add some nuggets to it that I didn't know, even with podcasting. But I was like, why do I keep thinking that I need a class?
Right.
I am the teacher.
You teach a lot of people.
I do.
It's like people who come to Angela on stuff that she hasn't done that they're trying to do. The best way to go about that is A, B, and C.
I am an authority on a lot of things, not just social media, with acting, with writing. I've been writing sketches. I've been a writer for 10 years, but just have not liked to call myself that. I've been writing jokes since little Marcus was a baby. I was writing sketches. To be honest, let's be real honest. I've been writing sketches since I was in like middle school. I mean, it was silly church things, but they were funny as all get out. And I keep thinking, oh, I need someone to instruct and tell me.
That's,
and so when
you a Delta, and y'all love education.
I mean, yes, amen. But still, and there's nothing wrong with me educating myself, but I shouldn't be doing it in order to make myself feel more capable. I am capable. I might want to hone my craft some, but I shouldn't feel like the skill set is not there. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. Authority. That is literally me turning around, looking back and being like, when I was writing sketches to submit to a show, granted, I didn't get picked up to write on the show, but the people who I knew that were writers that looked at my stuff was like, this is solid. Like, they had some like structural stuff that I don't know because I haven't wrote with structure. But content wise, I know how to write. Sorry, my husband is distracted by the dog outside.
I think he's crippled and limping around, but this fool's back here tearing up stuff right now, jumping around.
That's him. He tears up stuff, chewed up one of my shoes. My husband's like, you were going to donate that shoe, right?
He chewed up all of them shoes. He chewed up my shoes, too.
And he drank a Capri Suns in the garage.
He didn't drink none of them.
You don't know.
He didn't. None of them busted. You can see where he sorted through them. See, Mars is in them.
So before we move to 2020, make sure you all let us know your three words for 2019. Like, what are your three words? What kind of encapsulates your experience of 2019? So moving into 2020, the Lord is merciful. He will allow us to see. Yeah. What are three words that you want to be associated with your 2020?
With the experience and wisdom of leaving 2019 with trust, trusting in God and what He has promised, trust and faith. I guess they go one hand in hand. Basically, what I'm asking for and what I believe is what he wants me, where he wants me to go, trusting and believing that he's going to see that through, and just walking in that faith of knowing that confidence, not worrying, not thinking about it, just like, oh, let me go here over here and walk off this cliff, clouds below, I don't know where I'm going, I'm going to step off with confidence, land on a ledge and keep it walking. Like, yeah, of course I knew that was there. Of course I wasn't worried. So walking in that true faith and trusting in God and knowing that he's going to give me that, because he has done it every single time.
Yeah.
When I go back and think on everything that I've asked for, things that I was worried about, and I look back now, it's like, he's always been there. He's always been that safety net that, yeah, I got you. I saw this thing recently. I keep meaning to tell one of my friends about it. I don't know if it was a meme or a little passage. It says, you have survived 100% of your worst days. Every single worst day of your life that you've ever had, you have survived.
That is beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
But even not going to that level of just knowing that, remembering everything that you've been through and everything he's brought you through.
Mm-hmm.
And like just walking in that faith of like, why do you always come to that point of worry? You know, it's a lot harder than it sounds, but it's really that simple of don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Like I've had to constantly tell myself that. Angel knows for a while now, telling myself that like this right before we started, it's like, why am I worried about any of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one. Mm-hmm. Two, outgoing. I need to be more outgoing. I know I'm getting set in my ways.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm not old, I'm not young either. Got an old soul, I guess they say. However, while building the brand that we're building, I understand that I want to walk into 2020 being extremely outgoing, just reaching out and trying new things.
That's super sexy for me. Well, thank you. I'm excited about you being outgoing.
Because as y'all know, all of this is like, out of my shell, out of my little turtle shell that I'm used to, none of this has anything to do with what I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
Like Andrew will tell you, even on certain stuff, even currently, it's like still a struggle to get me in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe in this and what we're doing. That's why y'all seeing us more often. It's why y'all going to see a podcast every week next year. But being more outgoing and it's never a fear of trying new things, but not being so reluctant to try new things. It's like, oh, you think it'll work? Let's do it. Kind of like food. Like me with food. Like, I'm willing to try. I'll eat anything. If you put it in front of me, it's like, well, what country would they eat this in? And it's supposed to be moving. And they eat it like this. All right, give me a fork. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I am.
Yeah.
Broadening my dinner plate. Like, you know what? I'm willing to try any of this stuff at this table. Any of this stuff that's been put at this table for me to try, that's what I'm going to try. And I put outgoing and open, like kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And then that third one, also revelation.
Oh, back to revelation. Back more to revelation.
Because again, it's learning from 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Always focused on what needs to be done at the moment. However, stepping far enough away to realize the revelation a lot sooner than what I have in the past. I don't know a different way of saying it.
It's a little bit, it's a mixture of revelation and discernment. The fact that you want to, if you want to see the revelation sooner, that's turning up your discernment. The discernment that you have about people being able to discern the situations and the opportunities sooner.
Yeah, that was what it was up to me. For y'all that don't know, a lot of y'all may not know, Angel pointed out to me that I have a gift of discernment when it comes to people. I can be in the same room as somebody and I don't know what it is, but something, I pick up energy about that person where I know a lot about that person's personality. It's nothing that she had to point that out to me because I had no idea. I just didn't know why. I was like, I'll just read people. It was like, no, Marcus is more than that.
Yeah.
But also doing that in my own life with myself and not meddling with other people. No matter what's going on with them. But that's
just your three. Okay, so my three for 2020. First is dreams. I want to start living out my wildest dreams and God's wildest dreams for me. Like,
don't chase your dreams, live them.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming with these. This is Don't single barrel.
Don't chase your dreams.
Here.
Live on.
That's going to be a trap song we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I have always been, I feel like, as much as people are like, oh my God, you have so much faith to move out to California to be an actress, da 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 da. I still feel as though my approach to life is way too conservative for what my faith is and whom my faith is in.
Because think about it. Like, I know people back where we're from, I know people out here that would never, ever in their wildest dreams do what we have done.
Right. No. No, but in comparison, I'm like, yeah, walking on faith. I ain't had a regular 9-to-5 job in I don't know how many years, but
man, I'm still trying to catch on this income. It's like one of these days I'm going to talk mad trash when I pass you.
And I'll be like, okay, let's go sit on out. No, but I know that
I'm steadily looking up like that's a big step. I'm gonna make it though.
I am selling my dreams and God's dreams short. I pitch for what I think is doable. Like I said earlier, I pitch for what I feel like my arms can reach, and I want to stretch it a little bit. I want to stretch it, and I want it to be within the purpose that God has for me. I want to live out my wildest dreams. I want to live out His wildest dreams, but I want to have the heart of a servant to make sure that my dreams are also fulfilling why I'm here to be on this earth. So that's a big one. And I'll wait to go over the goals that those match up with. Second, it's not actually one word, but we're going to make it one word. It's CEO. I really want to operate more as that and not this person that's getting paid for hobbies. I want to operate more as a CEO. So this podcast going up on a regular basis, Mommy Confessions, changing the format of that, and it actually going up as a podcast because I started recording it as a podcast, but have y'all heard any of them? No, because I haven't been operating as a CEO, and a CEO does not do all the administrative work. They hire someone. So I want in 2020 to get to that place where I'm doing the executive and the creative things, but there is someone else doing the administrative and technical things. So CEO, like, no more of this, I'm just the one man band,
yeah,
trying to get it done.
Again, that goes back to another podcast that we talked about of Angel being this strong individual. Yeah, you're capable of doing all of this. However, it's not efficient for you to do all
it's
of it.
It's so not efficient for me
that,
to
it's
do
that
all
pilot,
of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, a pilot knows how to serve people drinks. But it's going to be difficult for you to fly the plane
and serve
people
drinks
and make sure all your clients are comfortable on the plane.
And wonder why you all of a sudden descended about 20,000 feet. It's because I was in the back trying to get people Sprite.
Teamwork, Angel and her stubborn ass, strong woman traits.
That's all right. But no, CEO mindset, like literally paying people to do.
Goes back to them business suits I was getting you.
No, and we don't need.
Sears.
No. Put them business suits on, and you're going to feel like a CEO. I'm going to feel 73 years old. Because, I'm turning 40.
Not the way that white one fits you, girl. That's going that's gonna have me bypassing all kinds of vasectomies.
You shut up.
Like, this is a medical miracle. Yeah.
You're brilliant. Right. I'll be like, no, I'm not. Hey, you damn wrong. And then the last word is whole. I want to live a whole, full life. That is both mentally, spiritually, and physically. I want
to adopt that one too.
You like that whole,
especially mentally.
Yeah. I want to be whole. I want to make sure that.
Sorry if I'm wiping my face for people viewing, but you ain't.
I am sweltering. Do you not see me moving these twists?
I was that single barrel on me.
I think it's also. I mean, I'm drinking champagne, so or sparkling wine. Let's be honest. It's Cook's, and I love it.
Brute.
But really, taking all of those things. Making them all very important. Here's the thing about Angel. Here's the thing about Angel. Angel goes hard for her friends. Angel goes hard for her family. Angel does all those things. I am very active in my child's school. I'm very active in Mocha Moms. I'm not as active in my sorority, becoming more active to support my friends. Obviously support my sorors. Try to be very attentive to my husband and whatnot. However, I feel like sometimes I put one of those things, whether it be my spiritual health, whether it be my physical health, whether it be my mental health, a little too far back on the burner. And it's not that so much that I want to be more selfish, because that's not the case. I actually have time to do those things. It's just I get lost in meaningless stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure those things are as important and as scheduled in as any other thing. I want to show up for myself as strong as I show up for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to my business, I want to show up for me the way I would show up for someone else. And because people don't really understand how I feel about this, but your word is your bond for me. I try not to tell people I'm going to do something if I'm not going to do it, because I feel horrible.
People will be working on a project or doing something and they'll ask Angel for her help. And that is now her duty. Like,
I'm going
to
do it.
She treats it like it's a paid job. Like, this has to happen. So-and-so said they need A and B and F. They're going to get F first, but they're going to get A and B real quick before that. Like, this has to be done. I'm going to need you to watch the kids and do this and that and the other. This is what I'm going to be doing.
And the kids are coming with me to be a part of A, B, and F.
Yeah. But it's a great friend to have, but that was a whole nother podcast we've already done. But it was like, yeah, you go real hard in these other situations.
Yeah, and I need to go hard for me.
But I always said it all the time. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Hell with what they want. You should have told them no. However, I feel them. If they asked me, I would probably help. Like, you know what? Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But
I'm just not a person. I do. I take my word is the only thing that someone can't take from me. They can take a lot of things, but my word is something you can't take from me. And if I give my word, I want to fulfill that, fulfill what I say. So I want to do the same. I don't do that for myself. Sometimes I will say, I will do this for me and it not get done. So I want to definitely, change that. So all this aligns with my 2020 goals of being that I'm turning 40. I'm trying to live it up next year. Okay. This is nothing really to do with business wise, other than my business has to be able to support it. I'm trying to travel. I have a girlfriend who's also turning 40. She's going to Bali. I want to go to Bali as well. I need to make sure I make the money to be able to pay for Bali and it not affect my contribution to our monthly bills. I want to be able to go to Essence Fest, but as a VIP, I want to be invited. Okay. I went
on. Y'all hear that, Essence?
Yes, I
was. Every year, that's an argument because it falls around our anniversary.
No, it falls on my birthday. It doesn't fall on our anniversary. It falls on my birthday this year. It's the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th, and I want to be there. I want to be there.
What's up, Essence? We ain't Essence enough. Listen, look at this. Basquiat. God is dope.
I want to speak those things because I do. I speak a lot of things. I speak a lot of things over my life. And so I'm speaking that. I want to be able to travel. I want me and my husband. Is this your year or my year?
It's my year.
Okay. The 2020 is his year to surprise us with a trip. I want us to go out of the country again.
I'm sorry to celebrate. Say, no tickets bought. I'm going to let you know that right now.
That's all right. But you will buy.
Are you willing to travel again out of country?
Yeah, because he'll be close enough to one. He won't need breast milk.
No, I was just talking about from our past experiences.
I want to travel to a place where they speak English and have a very good connection to the United States. That's what I definitely want. I want to be able to have my show written and sold. I want to the scripted show.
You're gonna say you got multiple.
Yes, I want my podcast up and running, making money for this household where I'm just like, I want our revenue from our sketches to be so plentiful that we're getting out of debt. Okay, financial freedom, amen, that we're making actual good financial situation. I actually just joined a group through Mocha of getting to finances together. Somebody who makes money and knows how to keep money is teaching us. Praise God. And I want my body to look amazing. I want that for you too. I want you to be able to be like, even though he still be looking at it like, yeah, but I want you to be like, yeah, for real, for real.
No, I'm just playing.
For real, for real. Those are some of the things. Can't tell your goals.
I didn't tell my goals already.
Tell it in a more succinct way.
All of that. No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't plan on hitting that. That's a lot. Let me see. That's gonna require too much air time, too much dead time. I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, we'll jump into it on the first podcast of the year. Right. So we have two little topics that we're going to hit very quickly because they were brought up by listeners, and we did not get a chance because we missed a whole podcast. So this is two quick things, and we're just going to lightly touch them, and they might become a podcast topic later on. Somebody brought up the fact that there are two things that men do not want to happen the most, the highest, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to be discovered to be inadequate, and they do not want to be controlled by a woman. True or false?
Inadequate, very true.
You think that's a big fear for men?
I don't know if it's a fear, however, because I don't know how many men would actually think about that happening. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, y'all. I don't know how many people would actually think about that happening. However, that no man wants to be inadequate. Mm-hmm. Even whether they're very successful and very supportive and, you know, supporting the family, or whether they're not. Mm-hmm. You know, even the deadbeats out there, whether it's a father, husband, brother, son, whatever it may be, don't nobody want to be considered inadequate.
Let's ask Pete. Come over here and answer this question for us.
Anthony Tanksley,
the junior. This is Marcus's brother. Okay, so a viewer had wrote in, and she read an article that said the biggest things that men fear is being discovered to be inadequate and being controlled by a woman. Do you think that's true or false? For you and for men in general, because you know enough dudes that you would know.
I think men that feel inadequate. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I hear you.
I think the men that will feel inadequate to a woman already feels inadequate toward themselves, because it shouldn't be that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get with a woman and if she's looking at you as being inadequate, either she's living above some standards that you're willing to give her, or you're slacking yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's the question.
Do you feel like that's something that men are trying to avoid? Like, do you feel like that's how they also, like, maybe look at who they date or their job situations is, let me end up at a place where people won't feel like, or people won't see me as an inadequate person? Or do you think it's, like, more of an, like you said, an afterthought? Like,
I think I said it was more of an afterthought. Like, men don't keep that in the back of their mind.
No, and, you know, when you see a lot of, you know, kind of, I don't know if it's a double standard, but let's just put it in reality. Women look for men that's going to provide for them and stuff like that, mostly.
Yeah.
Well, used to. Mm-hmm. It might not be the same these days, but at the same time, a woman that's true to herself is not going to judge a man, let's say, for his inadequacy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. If a man is being a man and he's trying, it don't matter if she makes $150,000 and he makes $70,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's gonna look at it as being equal. She's gonna look at it as being equal as far as the relationship and love goes.
Yeah.
Now you looking at
so she wants to be loved and supported.
Yeah,
regardless of what he's doing.
A man making $30,000 a year can be way more stronger, a way stronger man than a man making six figures. Mm-hmm. It's all about your man.
Okay.
Women need to open up and see that, because nowadays men say, well, women say, and not all women do this, but there's a lot of women that, oh, he got dreads, he got tats, he got a beard. Okay, but this smooth-faced, short-cut haircut guy on the back of the garbage truck is making a living, and he way more of a man because he take care of his responsibilities. Meanwhile, you looking at the
Ferrari driver.
You looking at the physicality of a beard or dreads or whatever else, and you stressed out because they stressing you in your relationship.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you just got to know the person.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, are you asking too little and are you asking too less? A lot of times women fall in that category. They expect too little from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Then next thing you know, they stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Not expecting enough. They need to. Some of them need to raise their standards. Some need to lower their standard.
That's just the way I feel about it.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you one last question before we let you go, Pete.
It's my brother, y'all. Y'all heard him. Yeah.
Y'all gonna have to. He's not on camera, but if you watch one of our,
you wanna get on camera. He just left the gym too, y'all. He came all the way out here from Kentucky. He said, "Man, it's been 3-4 days, man. I gotta get on the gym, man."
Need to swole. Hold on, I'm gonna let y'all come back in here. Watch out, don't just step over there because we need the light. Okay. There's Pete.
Get back out of.
Okay. That boy been protecting me and picking on me his whole life.
Just stay right here because I'm asking you a question. So the second question, or not question, this is a story. So one of our followers, her and her husband, I can't remember what she said. They got into an argument about
her. Oh, I remember.
Together for like 5 years. And she hauled off and slapped him. And she feels horrible about it. And she doesn't know how to. And this is the first time she's ever done anything like this, I guess, been physical with him. And I wish I could remember what the argument was about. She feels terrible about it. And she's trying to figure out how to fix the situation, how to apologize, how to make it better.
You asking me?
My thoughts? Both of y'all thoughts.
Well, me, so he's still mad about it.
At the time, this was something she sent me like 2 weeks ago. So, she might have figured out the answer, but still, I wanted to address it.
I think the argument, the topic of the argument would be more of a, but just in my opinion, for most men, and Pete, he can rebuttal if he wants to, but the topic of the argument would be more of an issue than her hitting me. Like, you hollering, I'm gonna slap me. I'm just like, I'm gonna call you a couple of names. I might grab your hand, but I'm like, a couple of days later, are we gonna have to finish up that conversation we had? Like, I ain't gonna think about the hit,
Really?
Like, that's just me. I don't.
What about you, Pete?
Yeah, we wouldn't raise like that. What a lot of women need to understand, and like I agree with my brother, I'm gonna be like the topic of the argument was way more.
What were you so mad about, or what was I so? What was it get to that point you wanting to hit me?
What got us to that point? Now, my thing is to all ladies out there: if you don't want a man knock the hell out,
if you don't want a man knock
the hell out of you, then don't put your hands on.
That
goes both ways.
Yeah, that's our mother and father talk. Because my dad would be like, you don't hit no woman. Like, my sister has always been bigger than me.
You got put it like that?
Nah, she's always been bigger than me. But when me and her used to get in scuffles, my daddy would get on me like that wasn't my ass woman for me to take, because you don't hit your sister, you don't hit no woman. However, my mother, woman put her hands on you, you treat her like a man.
Come on, that's how I live my life.
Of course, because you got four boys, but becoming a man, I understand where my mama was coming from. Like, you don't let nobody hit on you, woman or not. However, me being a man, the way I feel, I'm like, I have made you mad to where you would have punched me, like, just in the shoulder. Even a haul off and slap. Like, I remember even being in, like, high school, chicks was sitting there arguing, one of them slapped me. It's just like, I grabbed the hand like, girl, like, but even me and you arguing, like, I know if I made you mad enough, even if I'm mad enough, if you were to haul off and just hit me out of emotion, I ain't gonna hold on to that. I'm just gonna be like, we're gonna finish this conversation. Like, that's gonna be an afterthought. I don't even think that would stick on my mind.
Yeah, I don't, it's not a thought. And we just talked about that the other night, because I sat there, I said, me and Ronnie been together 24 years, and I said, I don't even know how we got on the subject. I said, I've never been I've never been mad enough to even think about putting a hand on her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's just more, if she hit me, I probably deserved it. I'm probably not like, right.
He's like, let's be honest. Yeah, it's going to be justified.
I mean, she hit me, stabbed me, shoot me. I'm like, I deserved it. But at the same time, I'm like, Marcus said, I'm going to be, okay, how did we get to this point? And what did I do to cause her to do that, because it's not her nature.
Yeah. And did I even do anything? Maybe. Yeah.
See, I have such a different perspective. And that's because I've never hit you like in for real in the heat of a moment. Yeah. I have hit one of my exes before, and I should have known that was the end of us at that point, because I don't ever want to be in the mindset set that it is okay for me to put my hands on a man, because I do live by the decree of if I'm willing to put my hands on a man, I need to be willing to get into a full blown fight with a man. It's not a thing of.
We said that a long time ago when the whole, what was it, Jay-Z and Solange thing in the elevator.
Yeah.
I'm like, she reacted like a woman that knew she wasn't going to get hit. Like,
exactly. And
I don't know what they were arguing about. Nobody truly knows. However,
like, yeah, you and yeah. you, when, and I have never lived by that. I know I've seen women be abused in my family, so I know there are men that have no problem laying hands on a woman. I don't think I married a man like that, but I still go by the rule of thumb of, if I put my hands on a man, I need to be willing to go into a full-fledged physical fight and pray that I win. But as far as, and for this woman, like, I would say, you know, yes, definitely apologize, but I would say she needs to do the work of figuring out why that button could be pushed and making sure that, like, it's, like,
you know, they've been together for that long, and it's like, I didn't know I had this button, and he found it and pushed it.
Right. Because what else could trigger it? Yes, because you don't want to ever give anybody that type of power over you to where you can't control yourself physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there are people who like, especially if it's a dude. If a dude was the, y'all like, oh, no, he kept pushing my button, so I laid him out. However, in certain situations, you have to be in control of yourself, because if you do that, the repercussions for you are too great.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a police officer has got y'all hemmed up and is doing things that makes you want to punch him in the face, more than likely, you are going to restrain yourself because of the repercussions being too high. So just figuring out why she felt the need to hit him and figuring out what that is and getting a hold of that, getting the help around that. But obviously apologizing and making a pledge to her husband not to, I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to wonder, am I going to slap the crap out of you? Or if you're going to,
that's a whole
thing. And you know, when it like, it's one of those things, like I said, communication is always key. You know, she did it. She's feeling bad for it, but he might be over there laughing it off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he could be.
He going to work like, hey, y'all believe she slapped the hell out of me the other day.
Just communicate. Just talk to him. Like, look, this is what happened. You know what happened, and you know what's your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
He probably be like, oh, girl, you silly. And move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully she's watching this. I hope you DM me and let me know how that got resolved. But when she and I remembered when she said why she hit him, I said, ah, I could see that being a button.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yeah, you can't be hauling off your husband. You just can't. Like, that's not something that I believe in. And I think anybody who believes in healthy, functional relationships also would chime in and say, no, this is not a good way to hold a relationship where physical abuse is a part of the equation.
And, you know, a lot of people sometimes want that edge. Yeah. They're not an abusive couple. She's not abusive. He's not abusive.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you get in an argument and you see your partner not getting mad enough, that bothers you. Like,
You're
a little bit too calm. Let me escalate.
And you need counseling. And most women
will punch, and they'll go do crazy stuff because they know that man won't come back at them. A woman that will actually know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that to him. He crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. That's I honestly don't think he would ever hit me. But I also don't want to find out.
We'll try.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It all goes back to, don't hit nobody if you don't want to be hit.
Amen. Yeah. Golden rule. That's how I'm raising my sons. If some chick call off and hit you, hey, I got your back if you end up punching her in the throat. And we'll just talk to her.
I'll be like, hey, mama, old girl, remember that girl brought up the house the other night? She hit me. Did you whoop her ass?
Mama ain't playing.
But, you know,
exactly.
For kids, after you get a certain age, a boy needs to be a man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And at that point, he'd be like, you know what? Walk away.
Yeah, but of course, a woman raising a boy or a man is going to look at it different versus our daddy, where it's like,
hey,
ain't nothing no woman can do to make you touch her.
Hey, listen, because I believe so. Ain't nobody putting the hands on my children.
Yeah, I think it's that's like a difference. Like, yeah.
Hey, son, if you feel like you got to put your hands on that woman, let her go and go get another.
Oh, well, come on. Yes, yes. If we're there, absolutely, absolutely. I do agree with you on that. So I hope this helped you all. Thank you so much, Pete, for being our special guest for today. It's a little treat. See, if Pete lived out in California, he'd be a regular part of the podcast. He need to come on out, just ride his motorcycle out here, be in the sun. He used to live out here.
Yeah, he lived out, what, 4 years?
He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't live out here no more. All right, what's the comment of the week, babe, so we can close this out?
Oh, the comment of the week is a general statement made by, because I literally went down through every single comment, read y'all's comments, greatly appreciate everybody commenting, is the Everybody Wants the Podcast weekly.
Uh-huh.
So in result of that, we are going to do the podcast every single week starting next year.
Yeah, starting in 2020.
Yeah, starting in 2020. One thing I do want to, something actually I heard in church on Sunday, and for all my believers that are listening, I want to carry that over to this podcast of we need to go ahead and thank God for all the blessings that he's going to bring us, that he's already promised us for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody under the sound of my voice, watching this, listening to this, let's go ahead, just go ahead and thank him for everything that has been promised and everything that is going to come up in positivity and in growth for 2020.
Oh, come on.
Let's go ahead and just put that down as a down payment.
Give him praise. Oh, and I also would like to apologize to Tiffany for saying your name wrong, girl. I just saw letters and was like, Tiffany.
Yeah.
thank is you, Tiffany. Yeah, it's Tiffany.
Is it Tiffany or the way she spells Tiffany?
No, it's Tiffany. It's T-A-F-F-A-N-E-Y.
Yes.
Tiffany. She's a faithful subscriber on my YouTube channel as well as a follower on Instagram. And she was the comment of the week, the last podcast. So my apologies, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, greatly appreciate you commenting.
So you guys, this is the last podcast. We want to thank you all so much for rocking with us for 2019.
Yes.
We will be back better than ever in 2020. Mm-hmm. Please feel free to start sending us topic suggestions. We have now a strategy of how we're going to come up with our topic for the podcast.
Not a set schedule for everything, but how we're going to build that, how we're going to produce that.
So thank you guys so much. We love you, and Happy New Year.
Love y'all. Happy New Year. And thank you for all the prayers and positivity shot my way and Angel's way. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate the job.
Yeah. Oh, and happy Kwanzaa, Habarigani, Umoja, Unity. That's what we're here for.
I didn't memorize them, but I know.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.